All right, doing criminal motor vehicle stops, day two. Guys, if you're watching this video and you think this stuff is good, invite your friends to the group. I'll approve them, or one of the admins who's part of the group will approve them. We'll get them in here and get them trained too. Guess people you want to see this video to see. Again, this is a police-only group, so please know that. But we'll go right into the where we left off from yesterday. Facebook cut me off 14 minutes yesterday. It's probably a good thing. But we'll go into back onto the motor vehicle stop. Yesterday we covered, I think the last thing we talked about was requesting documents and, you know, how not to get into that argument of what they're being stopped for before receiving their documents. Now, today, I'm going to talk a little bit further about the beginning part of the motor vehicle stop, then we'll go into the questioning that's really pertinent and important to this criminal motor vehicle stop. Again, just so you guys remember, this is not having your radar unit on. You're not stopping a car because they're 22 over the speed limit. This is about you going out there and doing interdiction work and the way it's done. Right, everyone's got the different methods, but it's foundation. It's not my method, but it gives you a place to start for the guys who really want to know how to do this stuff. If you have that good command presence, even making a joke when you stop somebody on the side of the road, it's not a bad thing. In one of the videos I show in class, I actually pull a car over, it's hot out, and I'm like, man, it's hot out. You guys don't have your air conditioning on. She's like, oh, I know. I'm trying to save gas money. I'm like, oh, man, but it's so hot. You know, and she's like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, well, relax. It's okay. Let me see your license registration. Right. We have her step out. She's all nervous. And I'm like, look, calm down, relax. I'm not here to give you tickets. That's what my intentions are. She's like, oh, I appreciate it being stopped. She actually was the one who was involved in crime in the motor vehicle. It was the guy that her passenger that was. So female driver, male passenger. Okay. Let's talk about the camera. So there's a lot of agencies that don't have cameras in their motor in their cars, all right, in their patrol cars. But if you do, and I honestly, for the guys who don't work with cameras, I don't know how you do it. I would never, once I had cameras, never not work with a camera anymore. I get that some of the body cameras are a pain in the ass to wear. I didn't wear a body camera. I don't know. There was no SOP at that time where they turn it on and go to everything. I know guys are saying they're doing all sorts of, it kind of sucks, but it is what it is. You got to work with what you got. But things to remember with the camera, we want to use the camera to our advantage, and we can. Make sure you capture video and audio what's important to your case. Remember that other cruiser cameras and rear view cameras, the camera cannot see on the side of the vehicle, so be careful about taking people on the side of the vehicle. Audio can be heard everywhere. Be careful what you say to your perps and fellow officers. All right, if you're showing up, like, search cars quietly. Be vague. Don't put stuff in there that's going to trip you up when you later go try to write that report. It's not going to help you out. So you don't have to overly speak things. A lot of times we would just point and we would use hand signals to each other. Good tactic to use. You don't want to get audio that's going to hurt your case on that thing. If you're searching, and I use this example in class, if you're searching a woman's bag, you don't want to be like going through stuff like, oh, this girl's a hooker. And you look down and that green light's on your speaker box there, the thing with your microphone. You don't want that to happen, right? Now, the camera only sees what it sees. It can't see inside the car what you saw. The camera does not have a nose. It cannot smell. And if your car has audio and you don't use it, you can lose it on a defense. I mean, what a better way to lose a good case than not using the audio in your car. And don't be afraid to use it to your advantage. Use the camera. Build a nice story. Ask those questions. Show the courts, the judges, your prosecutors what you're getting at on these motor vehicle stops. All right? So now you have the car pulled over. Again, we're talking about pulling people over to safe areas. Stop pulling cars over in right lanes of highways. If you have a parking lot that's close by or something to get off the roadway with, get the fuck off the roadway. Why is anybody stopping cars? I can't tell how many times I drive on these highways and on through local towns and I see cops with cars stopped in front of parking lots. Like, pull the car off into the parking lot. Don't be in the street. That's where cops get hit by cars. I think, unfortunately, say there was a state trooper in New York. I know nothing about the incident, but who was killed in a motor vehicle crash? Right there, it happens, guys. This happens to cops. So get off the road, but get to a safe zone. Right, let's always focus on that. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask those, again, we're going back to that, asking for the documents, license, registration, insurance. And if they pass that phase two, where you believe they're engaged in criminal activity, we're going to have them step out of the car. Now, you have them step out. Where do you speak to them? Off into a safe location, out of the flow of traffic, never in between two vehicles, always to the passenger side, always to your advantage, and always away from the earshot of the passengers in the car. I would see guys after they took my training that I worked with, and I'd come back, and I'd see them talking to people. And they'd have two people in a car, and I'd go, and they would be going, hey, where are you guys coming from today? Where are you headed to? And I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. What are you doing? I'm asking them what you told me to ask them. No, you need to separate these folks. What sense does it make that you're asking passenger one the same questions that you're going to be asking passenger two to try to find a difference in front of each other. They just heard the answer. He's going to say the same thing. It doesn't make any sense. You must separate people. Now, I will tell you this too, folks. There's a lot of cops who are watching this have never asked somebody to step out of a car. If you are uncomfortable with asking people to step out of a car, this is not the line of work for you to be in as far as interdiction goes. Go run your radar, give your tickets, annoy the world, whatever you do. You can do that. That's fine. But if you're looking to do interdiction, people have to come out of cars because you take them out of their comfort zone. And that's where you can do your best interviewing. You're reading body language, too, on the side of the road. So people say, well, I've never asked anybody to have a car. What do I do, Dennis? Try with this one. Ready? This is how it's going to be. This is how difficult it's going to be. Ready? You ready for this big revelation, how to get people out of the car? Sir, would you mind stepping out of the car? Talk to me for a second over on the side of the road. Sure, officer. Oh, shit, that was easy. It's just that simple. Sometimes people say, you want me to step out of the car? Yeah, step out of the car. It's not safe where I'm standing, and I don't want to, you know, let's get to a safer place over here. Just step out and talk to me over here. How many times in the thousands of car stops when I've had people step out of a car to talk to them and do an interview, did I get people arguing with me? Once, twice, maybe, to have you to step out of a car and come talk to me on the side of the road? So just ask. It's really, really simple. All right? Now, just a side clue as you're doing this is just a side note that I have into the program here. Remember, motor vehicle stop becomes unlawful in detention and length when an officer conducts NCIC checks and issues summonses and then begins investigative questioning. Ask your investigative questions before writing and issuing summonses. If you have to wait for backup, so be it. Explain that in your report. That's fine. Now, let's say you're doing you're out there, I guess you're on a seatbelt grant and you're writing tickets. Your mind is not on interdiction. Or maybe the boss told you, look, I know you lock a lot of people up. We're paying you $50 an hour to go out and write seatbelt tickets. I don't want to hear about you bringing in drug arrests today. Go out and write your tickets. Okay. But you may run across things. Let's say you got your mindset in tickets. You go back to the car. You run NCIC. You run ATS, ACS, NJSP. And you're writing your ticket out there, done. And you walk back to the car. And now you start to pick up on reasonable suspicion or probable cause that didn't show up before when you started. Can you now initiate without prolonging the stop? Of course you can. Of course you can now initiate into a criminal investigation. It doesn't have a timeline. What they're saying is do it beforehand. Don't be focused on the tickets. Now, if you go back to the car and you're waiting for a backup car because you are going to do a search in the car, you're going to do a deeper investigation, you could write your tickets, but don't go out and present them with the people, okay? Hold on to them. Backup shows up. Go back out and begin your investigative questioning if you want another car there because you feel like it is a volatile or hostile situation, whatever it may be, or if you're into something and they're acting really strange. So I think for today, that's a good ending, a place to end. We'll pick up on this tomorrow. We'll have a few days. We've got about 40 more slides to go through in this presentation. And that's a good place to end. So if you guys have any questions about that, anything on a motor vehicle stop, whatever it may be, reach out to me anytime. Send me a message here on Facebook. Again, I don't get the notifications right away. I check them every night for friend requests, or send me a tag or a post that says, like, check your messages. Good night.